Welcome to our Team Roundtable podcast, where we explore the hot topic of the week here at CRA Resources. And just a reminder for those tuning in for the first time, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. So let's get started. Angela, what's the hot topic for this week?
Well, I am calling today's roundtable the Great Reset. And it isn't about creating more New Year's resolutions, because I'm not a big fan of New Year resolutions. And I'm also not talking about creating some shiny goal setting checklist, but it is learning how to reset on purpose over and over again in real life, not just when you're exhausted from the holidays, and not just whenever you're in a normal overwhelm, like you're navigating an illness or you've got kiddo things or you've got to caregive a parent or, you know, anything like that. It's talking about how you know what to reset, whether it's a resume tweak, whether it's your networking, interview prep, target list mindset, even overall job values, and what you want in the first place needs to become more clear. And so today you're going to learn how to use networking to calm the panic when a role is ending, how to reset your energy, time, and emotions during a job search, how to right size your job search so that you can stay focused and instead of fried. And more importantly, we're going to explore how to recognize the season that you're in, whether you're in survival mode, maintenance, or even growth. And the goal for our listeners today is to learn how to reset with intention instead of passing judgment on themselves or their situation, because I see that a lot. People don't give themselves grace very often.
I love this, and it's so timely. Everybody listening may be listening to this at different times. Right now, when we're recording it, this is the first week of January, mm-hmm. So it seems like a good time. But as Angela said, the Great Reset, it can happen anytime. It doesn't have to be a traditional New Year's time or January or winter. The Great Reset can happen anytime you need to readjust, reevaluate, reset, and we'll talk about lots of different ways that you can do that. So first, team, what are you actually resetting? What are we talking about here?
Well, I think the start of a new year naturally makes everyone think about fresh goals. But what I think is more important is building that muscle of resetting. And this isn't just going to happen in January, but it's going to be throughout the year. Because sometimes that best reset isn't about doing more. It's about taking the time to pause, to realign with what matters to you right now. And I know, Angela, you just came up with a job search strategy compass that you mm-hmm. released at the beginning of this year. And it really helps to pinpoint where you're stuck if you're unsure where to start. Because sometimes it could be a resume revision or networking or an interview prep. And it could just be your mindset. You could just not know what to do, and then you just start to procrastinate, which I don't feel like is about laziness, but it's more about being overwhelmed or unclear yeah. where to start. So mm-hmm. that's why organization and self-awareness, I think, is key.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think that people go to the resume when they start feeling stuck, and they'll revise that resume again. And then they get stuck again and they revise it again. Nobody's reaching back out to me. It must be my resume. And I agree, you know, the resume is and your targeted applications are really just one domain in the overall job search. And so knowing where to reset is definitely a very important point.
You're not just spinning your wheels in the wrong area.
So
I would also say networking. Don't look at that part of things as like the last resort or not as important as your resume. Because you telling your story, what you're looking for, what your situation is just as powerful as getting your resume ready, because you may be speaking to someone that knows of a great opportunity and you letting them know what you've done and what you're looking for. They're like, oh my God, I know a great opportunity or a great company that, you know, is hiring. That networking is so important. And don't wait till the last minute to do it either. Do it while you're revamping your resume. Mm-hmm. Do it while you're thinking about your goals and what you want to achieve in an opportunity this year or in a few months or tomorrow, you know. So it's just as powerful as getting your resume ready and submitting it over.
Network when you're happily employed.
Yeah.
We did the office hours yesterday, and someone asked me to kind of touch on the networking for a job search, and because I think it's a terrifying thing. People feel that networking is cold outreach, and it can be. I do it every day because as a business owner, you're trying to grow your business, and so cold outreach sometimes does that. But what I think people fail to lean into is the people that they already know. You don't have to do the job search alone. Reach out to your first connections that you have relationships with, that you worked at company ABC. Hey, I just want you to know I'm in the market for a new position. If you've got any advice, I'm not asking for a favor. I'm just asking for any advice you have. Let me know. Right. And a lot of times what will happen is that's going to open doors. It's, oh, wow, I just looked at your LinkedIn profile. I would change this because you did that. Make sure that you're updating this because you're not telling about this really cool story. I mean, you know, and then now you've got the support group that will make you feel like you're not isolated anymore. So networking really is an area that I think people fall short on because they're so worried about it being a cold call business development type thing. And it isn't. It's about asking for help from people that already know you. That's your starting point. And yeah, I mean, you could do the cold outreach too. And you should. You should be inviting people and communicating with them on their posts and connecting that way all throughout, no matter whether you're looking for a job or not. But networking is really king. It really is important.
So team, let's talk a little bit about how to reset maybe your energy, your time, your emotional space, your mindset. I think that's probably a really important piece of this great reset conversation. Any ideas there?
Well, I'll jump in because when life piles on, the trick is to choose one area to refocus on instead of trying to juggle everything. So resetting with that intention can help you work with your natural rhythm to be for it rather than against it. It's going to help you feel more in control. It's going to help you feel like you're actually progressing instead of being stressed.
Yeah, and kind of following on with that, I would say when you're ready to refocus your job search, it's important to kind of assess how much time you want to commit to it and be intentional about that. Think about how many hours a week you want to work on job searching so you can be productive, but not get burned out with it. So setting those boundaries to limit your job search hours so you don't burn out, but also limit interruptions while you are working on your job search. So that you can be productive. And then also making sure that you set aside time for things that energize you, like hobbies, exercise, spending time with friends and family to prevent that burnout on the job search.
Yeah.
I totally agree with Jenny. You got to get yourself some nourishing routines to reset your energetics because the body component, so many people think, oh, I'm stressed. It's all just a mental game. But a lot of that stress is physiological. If your body's not in a good spot energetically, then it's hard to de-stress your mind and to focus in the right way. So definitely get yourself some nourishing physical routines, and then you can switch to the mental. Evaluate where you've been, what you've done, identify trends and patterns of outcomes you had. Angela has spoken about this many times in our recent webinars, that it's important to keep a journal. It's important to keep track of your failure points, she calls them, the things, the patterns that have happened in your job search. So let's say you keep sending out your resume, keep applying for jobs, but you keep not hearing back. That's a pattern you see over and over. Then at that point, the resume may be your failure point. Maybe you need to edit your materials, as Angela talked about in the beginning, but maybe your failure point is you keep interviewing, you get through the application phase, you get to the interview phase, and then you keep not getting a second interview. You keep getting let go at the interview phase. Maybe you need to practice your stories and what you're saying and how you're presenting yourself in interviews. So you've got to identify those trends. So now's a good time. Anytime you do this great reset through the year, now's the time to start keeping track of how everything's going, and then you can evaluate it, reassess, see where your failure points are, and then map out a course to implement these changes that you're going to make along with goal setting. So use this time to rest and reset, and then to take the action when the time is right.
And when it comes to reevaluating, I think one specific thing that's really important is assessing the positions that you're applying for.
Yes. So. Yes.
So many people, I think, go out there and they just send out dozens and dozens of applications to anything kind of related to what they've done and hope that someone will come back. But it's really so much better if you can kind of assess what you're, you know, what you're really good at, what your great fit for you would be and what fits with your skills, and then just apply to those specific jobs that meet with those. And that way you can spend your time tailoring your application and resume specifically for those positions.
I was coaching someone yesterday and we talked just about that, because she's not telling her story on her resume, and she's had a bit of a tough personal road lately, and it's, she's been out of work for a hot minute while she's been personally resetting and recharging. But she admitted yesterday that when she applies, she's applying with the mindset of, wow, I hope they like me. And I'm like, you're looking at this wrong. You need to be very clear about what you want. You're good. You're very good. Mm-hmm. You're in this industry. You're seasoned. You have competencies. You've got skills. You solve problems. What are they? You know, and get big. You know, I mean, you're good. You're here for a reason, and you're really good at something. What is it? And then have that confidence to write out your story saying, I am the person that people come to when they need XYZ problem solved. You need me because you've got XYZ problem. I'm applying to you because I can solve it. And then go in big. And I agree with you. I think whenever you shift that mindset, it now becomes an anchor to enable you to be able to write your story, crash your job applications, do the networking now. It's like, hey, I see you're leading the team that has this XYZ problem. I've solved that problem before. I think we need to talk, right? So it gives you an anchor and ability to kind of launch from there. And you don't have to spray and pray. You don't have to send out a million applications. You send out 10 and they're targeted and they make a big difference. And you're preserving your physical and your mental energy whenever you do it that way.
She needs to assess her failure points, it sounds like. Her failure point is the resume, because she's putting it out there, but
well, her
she's
failure
putting
point
out there
is
with
confidence.
A negative con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her failure point is her confidence, and it's leading elsewhere. I think mindset usually is the biggest problem for most individuals that are struggling, because it keeps them from addressing some of the other areas. But yeah, you're right. I mean, she needs to readdress her story so that it's her, and it ties together, doesn't it? But that's why you got to look at the bigger picture. Her story, her passion points, her why, that will feed into her personal brand, that will feed into her resume, that will give her the anchor for her networking, and will give her the better ability to write elevator pitches during her interviews, right? It goes all the way through. They're all connected. But you can't just rewrite your resume. You got to look at the whole thing. And I love what you said, Jenny, because I think, you know, I'm going to do an analogy here that we talked about before we started recording. Anybody who has ever tried to get fit, all of us, you know, look at it from an exercise regime perspective. If you over exercise, you're going to get injured. And if you under exercise, you're not going to see results. Mm-hmm. We'll apply the job search strategy into that. If you overwork it, you're going to get burned out. You're going to get injured. Mm-hmm. And if you underwork it, you're not going to see the results. So I agree with you, you know, tackle it like a job, but that doesn't mean you have to put in overtime. It just means you need to do it efficiently and effectively and focus on the right things to begin with.
Savannah, you had some thoughts about that burnout and dealing with that burnout. What were your thoughts?
Yeah. So along with what, you know, everyone's been saying, how it's so important to analyze, reassess, and really challenge what worked and what didn't work the year before. These are some questions that I think are really good to start to ask yourself. So what drained you the most during your job journey last year? Mm. Be honest with yourself here, you know, mm-hmm. with all these questions. Was it sending out hundreds of resumes or dealing with rejection, burnout? What excited you about your job search last year? You know, was it being complimented on your skills by an interviewer or just being able to interview for a big company and at least feeling pride in yourself, you know, that you were able to get that opportunity even if you didn't get the job? You know, what actually worked well for you last year? It could be networking. It also could have been, you know, developing your confidence a bit more. And then what were your thoughts last year? What was your overall mindset? And this is a really big one. Were they negative and self-defeating? Like, no one's hiring me, or I'm getting so behind? And do you honestly think that having these thoughts is impacting your job search journey? And a lot more in cases it might be. So doing this, really diving in and doing this overall analysis of yourself will really help protect your mental health and keep you consistent and focused. And overall, it'll help you make better choices.
I love that. Negative self-talk is a beast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It's horrible. It's just like motivation is a liar. I wrote that article this week. I thought it was hysterical. I'm like, motivation is a liar. It is, isn't it? You get all excited and all motivated and you think you're going to tackle the world. No, you're not going to tackle the world. You've got to be able to reset and regroup and understand exactly what you can do. And I love this inventory, Savannah. I think they're great questions to ask yourself and do on a regular basis. Do it once a week, once a month, and make sure that you're resetting that way.
I love this whole topic because even when you're doing a reset, you're still being productive. It just may not look like a lot of action on the outside. You're doing a lot of internal work. And I know we're recording this during the first week of January. So for those listening in this season in January, I think this is a really interesting point to tackle during this season particularly. You can do this reset anytime. But I learned something new. Did you know that the original ancient Roman calendar only included 10 months? They only documented the time between March and December because of the seasonal energetic shift and the debilitating winter weather, although that depends on where you live, I suppose, not for Angela in Florida. But they thought this time was so inconsequential to cultural productivity, like farming and military movements and whatnot, that they didn't even bother to mark the passing of time in January or February. I find that fascinating. So while I don't recommend you do nothing, and assume that this time is a waste.
Let's just do nothing in January, February. Yeah. I'll see you in March.
Yeah, this reset, I'm just going to lay on a beach and do nothing, right? I mean, that might help you physically and energetically for a brief moment in time. So, but that's not really the point, right? We don't want to waste this time. I do recommend you do like the Romans, though, and rest and reset. Like we said before, get some nourishing routines, but you're doing this inner work during this time. Like, this isn't the time to do nothing. This is the time to do the inner work. This is the time to get your routines right, get your mindset right, and then to get super productive in your outward goals and expressions, you know, when the time is right. I do suggest probably before March, if you're listening to this in January, not quite happens. Like the Romans, but I think it's important to capitalize on the seasonal energetic shifts. If you are listening to this in the winter, that's typically a good time to do that inner work.
Wow, that's good information to share, Becky. But actually, whenever I hear the word great reset, it actually puts a lot of pressure on me personally, because it feels like I have to have a great start of the year, clean slate, you know, fresh start. But actually, it doesn't have to be like that. Just like everyone said, great reset can happen any time of the year, any time of your life, because there were moments of your life that you got to have to start family, you're going to be having a baby, you have to care for your parents or a sick member of the family. In that time, those times that you have to step back from your career. Right. So at that time, there's really not strategic plan that you can do in your job search because you're taking care of your personal life. But also, there will come a time of your life that, you know, your personal life is so perfect that you'll have your time to get a good strategy on how you search for your dream job. And that's when the time that you will pause and assess on what are the things that worked with you before and that didn't work. And it doesn't have to be like a drastic change on your plans. Probably just a small tweak will make the magic. Like, for example, you already have your resume. I mean, you have written all of your tasks as if you have copied it on the job qualification that was posted. But really, you have to get a target that you have to write a targeted task that you've done, just like what Angela said. I did this to resolve the problem. I did this, how to plan the budgets, something like that. just a small tick will do the magic.
Well, and I love, thank you, Rachel. I think that's really great advice. And one of the things that you said is you know, you have to consider where you are. And back even to Becky's point is it's about seasons. You know, if you're starting your career, maybe you're not starting a family. If you're starting a family, you're probably trying to hit a steady state in your career. So what was a perfect job for you 2 years, 5 years, 10 years ago is not going to be a perfect job for you today. And so what it takes to get that job today is going to be completely different. 3 months from now, it's going to be completely different. You do have to consider the season that you're in your career as well, and map that to the season of your family and your personal life and how it all works synergistically. Because if you're not doing that, you're going to become overwhelmed really quickly.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Thank you so much, team, for this discussion. Thank you all out there for listening. We hope you have a really great year and a really great reset whenever you do it. If you want to explore more of our content, you can visit CRAresources.com/blog to check out our latest articles and additional podcasts. You can also sign up to get this content delivered to your inbox, and feel free to reach out at CRAresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.